Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're going to start our preparation for week four of the high school football season today. We have a really big non-region matchup at Emory High School Friday night. The Spartans will look to get back on track as they welcome in the Manti Templars, a very good 3A school with a first-year head coach. Both teams share a 2-1 record as Emory tries to get back on the winning track following that 34-20 loss last week to Enterprise. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about this week's game. Joining us over the phone right now, we have Coach John Famallo. Thanks for the time today, Coach.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on, Jordan.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. Trying to rebound from the first loss of the season. You go back and look at it, it's a game. It's a great place to start, Coach, because Enterprise did a terrific job of taking Emory out of their game, and I think it's really where it starts, right? I mean, the offense was highly effective, moving the football really in between the 30s into the 20s. You got in the red zone. There were some struggles, some turnovers in this game. Really, that was the difference, and even though Enterprise played an outstanding game, the boys still put themselves in a spot to maybe eke out a win. It's a great place to start. It was just a different kind of game than what we've seen the prior 2 weeks.
Yeah, certainly we didn't necessarily have the big plays that we've had the last 2 weeks, and you know, we've had discussions about that of, you know, living by the three, dying by the three, and so those big plays, they did get Johnstown over the top of us, and you know, they game planned really good, and they were really good up front on both sides of the ball, and gave us some trouble, so we didn't run the ball as effectively as we needed to, and just way too many turnovers, and they were able to capitalize on a few more, and you know, we couldn't put it in when we needed to. But you know, our kids battled, they say, to lose by two with, you know, five or six turnovers is, you know, I guess a testament to our kids continuing to battle hard and giving themselves opportunities. So that's what I felt like. We had opportunities to win that game. We just couldn't capitalize.
Yeah, Coach, when you go back and look at it and look at the big plays that just weren't there offensively, you know, I guess sometimes it gets easy, right, to rely on that because we've seen it so frequently. I mean, besides this season, it's the way last season or the last game of last season went as well against San Juan. We had a lot of big plays. And so does it become, I guess, maybe a crutch for the kids thinking, well, we can strike at any given time and maybe you go away from strike football?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's kind of the mindset sometimes of our kids is we just feel like, you know, a third and 19 or a third and 15, not a big deal. And, you know, that's sometimes a good attitude to have. But, you know, first downs wins ball games. And you watch that Enterprise team, they got first downs and were able to be efficient. You know, I think we're efficient between the 20s, but when we got to the red zone, we had to turn over the ball, had a penalty or a drop pass. And those things came back to bite us in the butt. And, but the big play for sure is a thing we need to make sure, again, it's not all of our game. We got to be efficient and continue to get first downs and score one in the red zone.
Enterprise definitely did a good job of making the offense one-dimensional, but Coach, you guys really put an emphasis, I know, coming out in the second half of trying to get the run game established, and Dane at times actually did find some success in that second half, and I thought that JJ actually had some success. I think he had two or three carries where he did open things up a little bit. So when you go back and look at establishing the run in the second half, I mean, is it that vital for this offense? You got to have some sort of a balance in that regard?
Yeah, like I say, I mean, especially in the boxes that people are giving us. You know, they had five guys in the box, and they're able to control the run with five guys. That allows, you know, six, and sometimes they only had four guys in the box. You know, allows, you know, seven guys to go guard, you know, people. And so that makes it a little bit tough to find grass when you're throwing the ball. So running against some of those lighter boxes, we got to be able to do that. You know, I felt like maybe in that midway through the third, we got a little bit of a drive where we scored, and part of it was, a lot of it was running the ball. So I think it's a big key. We've got to be a whole lot better on the front and running the ball, because that just opens so many more things, because they have to put more people in the box to stop a run. You can stop the run with four or five guys, that just allows you to defend the pass a whole lot easier.
I'm always curious to see how kids that have the winning mentality can respond from a loss, Coach. How has practice looked this week with what happened on Friday? I mean, how have the kids responded in that regard?
I think, you know, it left a bad taste in their mouth, but I think they're ready to get back after it. Not like the challenge gets any easier, and that's what I told them. We're facing a really good Manti team, another big physical team that we're going to have to step up to the plate and play really good football. And so our kids understand that. They know that. And, you know, I think they're buckled in and ready to go. And, you know, hopefully we can put our best foot forward.
Now, before we move on from Friday's game, I need to get your perspective on Matt Olson's performance offensively, because I had him for over 200 receiving yards, which is highly impressive. And I know that there are some injury concerns where you may have to rely even Matt even more, but he proved on Friday night that he's very capable.
Yeah, I mean, Matt had a big game. He made the catches that he needed to, and you know, ran after the catch really well. You know, I thought Matt had a really good game. And, you know, as a kid that we're going to have to rely on, not only, you know, this week, but the rest of the season. And, you know, and other kids are going to have to step up as well. And so, you know, we didn't see as much of Mason, and Creek was a little banged up. And, you know, on the other side, Luke caught the touchdown. And so, you know, we just need to have a few more kids step up, because just concentration is up on some of those kids, especially numbers like that, 16 catches over 200 yards, you know. Defenses are going to key on that for sure.
Again, Coach John Famallo, our guest right now, as we talk about now this upcoming Friday's contest. Emory finally back at home. Spartans going to take on the Manti Templars. Coach, when we look at this game, I mean, there is a common opponent here. We'd have to go back to week one, Manti and Union. Manti gets a win 36-29. They had a pretty good performance against Snow Canyon, and then they blast Grantsville. This is a good football team.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, they're big and physical up front. They can run the ball. I mean, it's almost like a mirror image of us. When I watch them on film, they've got big play players. Their quarterback's got a big arm. He can move well. Tough to bring down. The running backs, you know, pretty good, and the receivers are solid. And so, I mean, it just, I watch film. They run a lot of the same types of stuff that we do offensively and defensively. And so, it's going to be an interesting matchup to see two teams that play similar styles against each other, and see who can up one another.
It's also going to be different to see if it's been a long time since we've seen Manti led by anyone but Coach Meekum.
Yeah, no. So it's going to got Fred there. Fred does a good job. He's been with Coach Meekum a long time, and he kind of takes over the program, and he's got a good group. And so, you know, they've had our number for a while. I don't think I've got them since I've coached. And so, again, it's kind of similar to that North Sam Pete story. They've got a new coach, and you know, but I don't expect anything different from those guys and Fred and his group of having those kids prepared to play us.
One thing that they can do, Coach, is they can spread the ball around. There's no doubt about it. Starkweather's already thrown for close to 900 yards this season. I think he's thrown 9 touchdowns as well. He's got a great touchdown-to-interception ratio. And so secondary should definitely be tested on Friday night.
Yeah, no, they like to stretch the field and like throw the ball around. And so we really got to have a good emphasis on, you know, keying on their big play players like Frischnick and some of those kids. And so, you know, we've got a challenge for sure. But I say our kids are used to seeing speed and used to seeing, you know, what we have. And so hopefully it's not a big eye-opener to them to see the type of talent they have compared to what we have in practice.
Yeah, I know last week is probably not the fairest comparison, so maybe the sample size is still, you know, somewhat small. But, Coach, when you go back and look over the three games so far this season, you've got to be pretty happy with the way the secondary has played.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, last week's game, they didn't throw a ton, so, you know, they weren't challenged as much. I mean, they did get a couple on us out of the air, which is, you know, unfortunate. But I feel like our kids are used to seeing the pass, used to getting in coverage, used to covering, and so probably a little bit more in our wheelhouse versus a physical team like we did against Enterprise. So, you know, I feel good about our secondary and, you know, what they can do, and look for them to hopefully capitalize on making, you know, taking advantage of some of the mistakes, that if we can get them to do that, and we'll see what we can do.
I know that this will even things out as far as the home and road schedule is concerned, but doesn't it seem like forever ago since we played at home?
Yeah, the Enterprise game felt like two games that trip, and so it does. It's been a while since we've been home. It feels like it's been a while, and so, you know, our balance of road to home is a little unbalanced this year, but so that's why we got to make the most of our home games and the ones that we have, and a big challenge this week for sure.
And when you talk about that balance, Coach, you've also had to balance getting these kids back into a normal routine, so different than summer. I think 2 weeks into it, hopefully you have found that balance right between school and practice and the new time shifts and everything else that you have to worry about and making adjustments for kids. Is it comfortable now?
Yeah, I think the kids are starting to settle in. I mean, we're in week three of the school, and so I think they're figuring out their routine. Coaches, we're figuring out our routine and getting settled in, and so I think they're kind of understanding the expectations in the classroom and what needs to be happening and leaving a little bit of energy for practice, hopefully a little more than I see at times. But I think the kids are sort of settling in for sure.
We can end with this, Coach. Now that we only have two region games left, it's kind of a two-part question. Number one, what have you been happy with over the first 3 weeks? I guess if we look from a team identity standpoint. Number two, what are you really hoping you see improvement on before region play starts up on September 15th against San Juan?
Really just being physical up front, both running the ball and defending the ball. You know, I felt really good about the first two games defensively. I felt like we were really physical. And then week three, you know, they really handed it to us. And, you know, I'll take a little bit of blame for that. Maybe not necessarily having the kids prepared of where we needed to be, because we made some adjustments. I felt like the second half, and we were a lot better in the run. And so, you know, I got to take a little bit of blame for that. So those are probably the two biggest things I think we need to improve on before we get to that San Juan game. Is really got to get our run game established, and we really got defensively got to get better up front.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on. Fun to talk about the team and get your insight. Looking forward to Friday night. We'll see you at the game.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it, Jordan.
Again, Coach John Famalo taking out the time to join us. Live coverage of Friday night's game. It will air beginning at 6:30 p.m. on KOAL. Kickoff will follow at 7 o'clock. You can also listen at CastleCountryRadio.com. We do have more Drive Time Sports straight ahead. We'll move over, talk Major League Baseball, some really fun storylines popping up. The Angels, what a dumpster fire they have become. We'll also talk about the NL MVP race, which is heating up. And we'll talk about the near no-no last night. Alex Cobb got into the ninth inning, couldn't finish it off for the Giants. It's all straight ahead. Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios.